heading into Mother's Day weekend, and I thought it would be very cool to have a surprise guest on the show on the Friday before Mother's Day. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna celebrating her first Mother's Day this weekend. Jenna, hi Jenna.
Hi, oh my gosh, hi Kevin. How's it going? Do you miss me?
I do miss you, yes. In all seriousness, yes. Okay. Doing the show solo for however many months it's been has been fine, but you're sort of, it's like I'm talking to the walls in here. I need that other person to riff off again.
I'm excited to be back real soon, but in the meantime, yeah, it's all about little Miss Faith here. So she's 2 months now, and she is just changing. I don't know if you can hear her.
I can. Aw, that's so cute. I can hear her in the background.
Yeah, she's very vocal, so that's been a lot of fun because I see her little reactions to things that I say, and I'm like, oh, she doesn't understand me yet, but she gets the point, right, Mama?
So how do you feel going into your first Mother's Day?
I feel, first of all, very privileged. I feel like, wow, like honored and just that I get to kind of step into this role of mom and then it actually land around Mother's Day. I'm just so excited, so happy. My mom's like, we're going to celebrate you. And I was like, Mom, you're still my mom. So it's something I'm kind of getting used to. I'm looking forward to when little Faith is like old enough to kind of come through with the Mother's Day cards and like the breakfast in bed. But for now, I'm really excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's so funny. Grace, my oldest daughter, all she keeps talking about is the breakfast in bed. She's like fascinated by it. She's like, can we bring it up to her bed? She's like, that's like all she wants to do.
The back of my mind is like, that's how we get ants. But
also, right, me too. Yeah, can we bring some packaged food items that won't get everywhere?
Exactly. But no, it's been great. So we recently had a friend take kind of like professional pictures of the baby. Oh. And she had Dwight, my baby's father, and myself. She had us pose in some of the pictures, and I that's when it hit me, like, oh my gosh, I am a mom, like holding my baby, seeing myself there. I didn't really recognize myself in the pictures, so we can get real deep, Kevin, about
yeah.
Like motherhood and how I've changed in these past couple of months. But seeing those pictures, like I was just like, oh, so I want to get them printed and gift them to my mom. Is that cheating? Like,
no, I love that. No, that's fantastic. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Here's your Mother's Day gift. It's your grandchild that you've been asking for all these years.
No, that's really sweet. I like that a lot. That's really interesting what you said, though, that, you know, looking at a photo of yourself the first time with your baby as a mom, that's so interesting to me, like the first time you actually see it yourself.
Yeah, it's super surreal. So, and she's just getting bigger, man. So I think it's just going to be more and more moments of me saying, wow, this is my real life now. And of course, I love it.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's so special. And I can tell you, the moments never stop. As a parent of a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, the moments just keep coming. And it's amazing. The whole journey is incredible. Is there anything else, Jenna, that's kind of like triggered your emotions the past couple months?
You know what else makes me super emotional about being a parent?
What?
And I think you'll get it. Bluey.
Oh, Bluey. I've been talking about that a couple times when they had the big finale episode. And so have you been watching it now that you're just sitting there with Faith?
So, yeah. So I have had it on repeat kind of in the background, too, because I feel like it's just like a safe kind of show to just have there.
Yeah.
And whenever I catch it, there's moments that the Bluey's parents, like Bandit and Chili, they're doing a thing. And I'm like, can I be this great of a parent someday? These cartoons fuck.
It's so true. That happens to me too. And the writing is like incredible in that show. I mean, there's so, you know what I thought about the other day while we were watching one of the episodes is that when Grace gets older, when she's like a teenager, she's going to watch this as like a, you know how we watch like nostalgic shows like Nickelodeon or whatever now? She's going to go back and watch yeah. these, but she's going to get like the references that we're getting now. You know what I mean? And it's going to be insane when she gets older and watches these.
Yeah, there are moments that I'm like, they really tap into like the brain of a parent. But also, I see things that the kids do. And I remember being that way as a kid. Mm-hmm. Like just the way that they're always like, pretend I'm a this and my fake name is this. And Bingo's always like having, Kevin, I'm telling you, I'm watching it. Like, But I remember being a kid and playing that way. So it's kind of also taking me back to my childhood. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. My inner child is connecting with my literal baby. And I need to get back on air. I need to get back to work.
So did you watch the long one, the finale, the Sign episode?
I did, and there were so many like hidden like kind of throwbacks to earlier episodes.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, so I caught those. So I got real deep on the lore. I did like a Google deep dive into like when Bluey grows up, you know, because there was even an episode after that.
Yeah, the bonus surprise one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, Bluey has a kid. What is happening?
It is. It's so funny. Like, we watched that when that Sign episode came out. It was on like a Sunday, and Shannon and I and the kids were watching it. And I looked over at my wife, Shannon, and she was like halfway through the episode, just like full tears. And I was like, and of course, like Grace is like, why are you guys crying? What's the matter? And I'm like, and Shannon's like, nothing. It's just the show's so good.
No, at least like Grace is interacting. Meanwhile, I've got Faith here, like still 2 months old, can't really hold up her head, and just kind of like bobbleheading next to me while I'm like openly crying about how beautiful this is. But it does a thing. I love that we're all just connecting over Bluey. It's amazing.
It is. It's actually incredible. Well, what are your plans for Mother's Day? Are you going to go out to like a big brunch? Are you just going to hang around and you know, veg out at home?
This year I wanted to keep it chill. So I did hand it over to Dwight. And, you know, I said, hey, until she can start planning what Mother's Day is like, you take over this year. So I told him, you know, I definitely want to spend it with her. But I think he's going to send me to get like a little massage, like a back massage, which is great.
Because nice.
I've been slouching. Yeah, I've been slouching so much, like with the bottle feedings and the changings. And I'm using like muscles in my body that I don't think I've ever used before. So I am looking forward to a nice massage and then dinner later in the evening with baby girl and my boo.
That's awesome. That'll be really special. That's great. And yeah, it's so exciting to have your first Mother's Day. That's awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait. So I'll send updates, and I am looking forward to being back real soon on air with you.
Yeah, coming back in a couple weeks. Jenna will be back on the air with us here as a new mom and coming back to the show. So that'll be very exciting. Well, thanks for, you know, making time, you know, in your mom life to come on the air with us today.
Thanks, Kevin. I think Faith is reacting to your voice. I think she recognizes it.
That's funny.
In the studio. Yeah, thanks. I'm glad we got to chat today, and we'll talk again soon.
That's great. All right, Jenna. Thanks so much. See you later. Star 89.9, it's Kevin and Jenna.